Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. Thank you for joining us today. This is Dr. Susan Starler in Thinking Outside the Box. So we've been discussing stress and the various different kinds of things that stress means. We've discussed the different types of stress, such as the kind that comes in the form of a little pathogen like a virus or a bacteria or a parasite or a fungus. We've talked about the kinds of environmental stressors that you might be exposed to without realizing it, like gas fumes when you're filling up a gas tank, talking about the various chemicals that you might be exposed to by dealing with plastics. And today what I'd like to talk about is the things that you're exposed to with the foods that you eat. And joining us is going to be Miss Desiree Dubois from An Empowered Woman. And Desiree is always one of those incredible women who is very curious about what she's able to do on her own in order to be able to facilitate her own health and well-being. Desiree, hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for the opportunity. I'm always excited to hear what you have to say. It's good information.
So today I thought we would talk a little bit about the foods that we eat. People are always asking me, why do I have to eat organic? And they're always saying to me, why should you not eat gluten? Well, gluten could be, you know, a five-hour topic. But what we're going to talk about today, just in brief, is organic and why that's important. When foods are genetically modified, what that does, very simplistically, is it creates a type of fuel for our body that our body, to a great degree, doesn't recognize. In addition, the way in which it is genetically modified is such that it has been created in order to eliminate some of the natural killers of various odd and sundry plants, like all the different bugs and stuff. It has been genetically modified to eliminate those kinds of bugs. Unfortunately, what's in the plant is called the BT toxin. And what that does is it goes, as the bug eats the plant, which has been genetically modified to have this BT toxin in it, goes in and basically disrupts the internal working of the bug and kills the bugs. So, yay, we now have no bugs, but you have in that food or in that genetically modified substance, because I hesitate to call it food, you have something that's actually going to go into human beings when it's ingested and do the same thing. It's going to disrupt the internal working of the gastrointestinal system and start to create what we call in the common vernacular of leaky gut. Basically, you get a destruction of the cells that line the intestines, and you create an environment that is now exposed to anything that would otherwise be killed or kept out of the bloodstream by compromising this lining of the stomach. So the BT toxin creates leaky gut in our bodies, and then what happens is, if you inhale a virus or you get exposed to a bacteria or you get exposed to a parasite, instead of the barrier of the intestinal lining keeping that from going into your bloodstream, now your barrier lining is compromised. It goes right into your bloodstream and it starts to create other problems, chronic illnesses, autoimmune diseases, inflammation, arthritises, lots of different things like that. So eating genetically modified organisms is not really a great way to go. Now, there have been many things that have been hybridized. For example, wheat has been hybridized. Many of the fruits that we eat have been hybridized in order to create more favorable tastes, more favorable textures, more favorable smells. And there's issues with hybridization as well. But if you can eat organic, and again, back to the main topic, people say all the time, why should I eat organic? If you can eat organic, at least in today's definition, organic means non-genetically modified. Doesn't mean not hybridized, but it does mean non-genetically modified. And at least with that, you have a greater likelihood of not getting a toxin in there that would inherently disrupt your gastrointestinal system. In addition, organic typically means there are no pesticides that have been sprayed on it. Now, the most common pesticide that's being used is Roundup. And Roundup has something in it called glyphosate. And glyphosate as well is a strong, for want of a better word, poison that goes into the body and helps to disrupt the internal workings of our system. So from a stress standpoint, we want to try to avoid things that are genetically modified, avoid those things that have had pesticides sprayed all over them, and to the greatest degree, eat organic, eat as healthy as you can afford to eat. So that's just with regard to your vegetables and your fruits. With regard to the protein sources out there that are considered flesh, for those of you who are not vegetarians or vegans, then we have to talk about healthy fish, healthy meat, healthy chicken, healthy turkey, healthy across the board with things that have otherwise had two eyes. And we can do that on another day. But that's basically it for our genetically modified food push here. Don't do it. Desiree, any questions?
Yes, a quick question. Could you define hybridized? I guess quite honestly, it's a new term for me.
Hybridized, yeah. Genetically modified is where you actually go in and you change the genetic coding of whatever it is you're trying to grow. Hybridization has been done for centuries, and that's where it takes, you take the stem of one little plant and you put it together with the stem of another little plant. You wrap it all around each other. It grows together as it grows up, and you get varying traits of both. That's where it's more of a plant sexuality, and yes, plants do have sex. It's plant sexuality creating a new product as opposed to gene splicing and changing of the DNA that creates a different kind of plant.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, for example,
a lot of... Go ahead.
No. For example?
Oh, for example, most of the wheat in America has been hybridized. It hasn't been genetically modified. They haven't gone in and changed the genes of the wheat. What they've done is hybridized the wheat over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, and this is not controlled by any agency. So if somebody says, well, I like the fluffiness of that bread product, but I really like the taste of that bread product, they can take the two plants of the two bread products, the mommy plants and the daddy plants, if you will, combine them together and make a new plant and see how that turns out. But doing that creates its own list of problems. So that's what I was using that as an example of hybridization as opposed to genetic modification. So what was your question?
So how, I know that you can look at some of the food and it was identified or it's identified or coded or labeled as such. And then some are just organically labeled. Is there anything in between? So is there anything that's, you know, how do you identify it if you're in the stores? Some of them have organic identified. We know that. But the other ones, are all the other ones that would fall into that category of genetically modified would be all the other fruits that are not organic would be genetically modified or not?
Oh, that's really a great question. The ability to get an organic labeling takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of time for the farmers, and it takes a lot of money, and it takes a number of years. So a lot of local farmers are doing their best to go organic, meaning they don't use pesticides and they don't use genetically modified seeds. However, because they haven't yet passed all the they've jumped through all the hoops with regard to getting an official organic listing, they can't have that when they sell their stuff. So ask your grocer. I do. At my local health food store, I ask all the time. I'll look at, like, strawberries, for example. There are some local strawberries that are grown, and they are grown non-genetically modified and organic. They don't have pesticides on them. But I asked the grocer. I said, are these organic? and non-GMO, and what I get is the explanation, this is a local farmer, yes, they are, but they haven't got their list yet, but trust me, yes, they're fine. And then it's up to you and your relationship with your grocer as to whether or not you trust them. But otherwise, if you're out someplace, there are certain crops, for example, alfalfa and corn and sweet beets, that are absolutely genetically modified, the little itty-bitty baby carrots. Those pretty much across the board are genetically modified. Soybeans are genetically modified for the most part in America. So I believe the, and I would, honestly I would have to check to make sure, but I believe the line of whether or not if it's labeled organic, is it absolutely genetically non-genetically modified, is a little shaky. I'm not 100% sure. I can say that if it's organic, it's not pesticided, at least not for the prior 3 years, I think is the local bit. But is it 100% genetically non-genetically modified? Not 100% sure on that one. So you have to ask.
Yeah, thank you. Now, another thing is that for those who eat in restaurants other than healthy restaurants or vegan restaurants, any suggestions on that when you're going to, again, a dinner or to a restaurant? A lot of restaurants don't specify. Is there something that you can order that's safer than others? That would be more healthy than others besides salad?
Yeah, there is. So if you're ordering fish, for example, make sure it's wild-caught and hopefully not Pacific, because we're still dealing with radiation fallout from Fukushima in our, water pathways there, so the fish are exposed to that. Try to get something that's, it's challenging. Look for something that's more East Coast or maybe even sent in from Australia. there's always risks involved, but wild is better than farmed because farmed is going to be fed hormones and colors or things that will change the color of the fish, and so you're changing the very nature of it. So try to get wild as much as possible. If you're eating meat, if you can get grass-fed, woohoo! It's a little bit of a bank account buster, but it's better for you. You're going to get better fats, and it's not going to create the kind of inflammation that grain-fed beef can create in your system. If you're eating vegetables, make sure that they don't have any breadcrumbs, and make sure that your meats and your fishes and your chickens aren't breadcrumbed. Dairy is another common allergen, so you want to try to avoid things that are in sauces or have cheese on them. So, for example, I'm really boring. I go out to eat, and I always ask, what's your wild fish of the day? Then I ask for spinach. If I can get it organic, that would be fabulous. Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. But if you can order organic veggies and have them lightly sauteed in either chicken broth or olive oil or steamed is even better, that's always delicious. You do get something that's chicken or beef. Again, go for something that's spiced. Try to stick with simple spices because complicated spices can have lots of weird things in them. It can be a little bit of a challenge, but you eat as cleanly as you possibly can. Did that answer your question?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that's, one of our keys is that the best that you can be is what people should gear towards, and then they get better over time. And I think it's just being able, you talked about some of the other areas of doing it gradually. So if it gets gradually started in their home, where they do have more control, and then you'll be able to be more conscious when they're out, and overall they'll just have their overall diet will be better than it is without any precautions across the line.
You're absolutely right. And Desiree, our time is running out here. We have about 25 seconds. So what I'm going to do is thank you so much for joining us again today. It's so delightful to have you on the program. And to all of our listening audience, thank you for joining Dr. Susan Starler and Thinking Outside the Box. If you have any questions, feel free to call me, 310-571-1212, and we'll talk to you next week. Take good care. Bye.
Bye.